Sleeping Beauty. A fairy tale in the original version of the Brothers Grimm. Read by Thomas Horvath. Sleeping Beauty. There were a king and a queen who said every day, "Oh, if we only had a child," and never had one. When the queen sat in the well, a frog crawled out of the water onto the land and said to her,
"Your wish will be fulfilled before a year goes by. You will give birth to a daughter."
What the frog had said happened, and the queen gave birth to a girl. She was so nice, the king didn't know how to restrain himself and threw a big celebration. He did not just invite his relatives, friends and acquaintances, but also the wise women, so that they could bless the child. There were 13 in his realm, but because they only had 12 golden plates from which they should eat, one of them had to stay at home. They celebrated with all its splendor, and when it was over, the wise women gave the child their miracles. One with virtue, the other with beauty, the third with wealth, and so on. When the 11th had just finished her wish, the 13th suddenly came in. She wanted to revenge, as she was not invited, and without greeting, she called with a loud voice,
"The king's daughter shall prick her finger on a spindle of a spinning wheel and fall down dead in her 15th year."
And with that, she turned around and left the hall. Everyone was scared. When the 12 emerged, who hadn't given her wish, however, she could not prevent the curse, but only alleviate it. She said,
"It should not be dead, but 100 years of a deep sleep in which the king's daughter falls."
The king, who wanted to preserve his dear child from misfortune, made the command.